We're doing Dov's Minute, and we're in the middle of discussing the sentence in Yigdal Tzofev Yodeh Sitarenu, that God knows our hidden things, and Mabit L'Softeva B'Kadmuto, God sees the end from the very beginning. And we raised the point that Rambam raises the question, how do we have Bchira Chofshit when God already knows what we're going to do? And it seems that the Rambam says it's beyond our understanding. So the Ravid said, why do you mention it if you're not going to answer the question? And we said, Rav Moshe Al-Musnino, in his explanation on Pirkei Avot, explains on the Mishnah, in the third chapter, that says, Hakol Tzafui V'Arshut Netunah, he says that the Rambam really did answer the question. That there's a difference between, when the Rambam said that there's a difference between God's knowledge and our knowledge, the Rambam was in essence answering the question. The Rav Musnino explains like this. If I see someone running, I look at John and he's running now. So the fact is he's running this minute. And it's impossible for him not to be running because now I see him running. So now he's running. This very second that I see him running, he is running. Now, it's impossible to have two opposite things in the same second, right? Either he is running or he isn't running. And I see that he is running. So it's not that he's not running. Nonetheless, you wouldn't say that he must run this second. The fact that he is running, well, you can't have two contradictory facts at the same moment. And if I know he's running, so this second he's running, he's not running, right? But that doesn't mean he must run this second. The fact that I know it doesn't make it that he must do it, but it makes it that it must be so. You guys with me? Okay, so he says, God...
He is running now, but it could have just as well been an alternate
right.
The universe.
It could have been differently. But this very second, it cannot be differently. The next second, it could be differently, and it could have been differently. But the fact is that it cannot be the two opposites at the same moment. So then he says a beautiful thought. He says, being that God is not limited by time, so he's not forcing us to take any action. But every action by him is like us watching someone else perform something. He's not limited by this dimension of time. And we will expand on this next time.